Welcome to the Unpinned Podcast. My name is Fenley and I'm your Pinterest coach and manager, aka Pinterest Boss Babe for short, with a side of being a social media content creator. With this podcast, I am teaching you how to tap into the power of Pinterest and using it to your advantage. I love providing you with multiple sources of inspiration from the resources and thoughts of other business owners, as well as myself, who relate to your business journey. I empower you in your content creation and marketing strategy because I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all formula. So let's get it. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are in the month of gratitude. So we are in the month of November. Yes, indeed. And in the month of November, this is about the time, of course, where everybody is feeling gratitude or they feel like they are on cloud nine because they are so grateful for all of the things this past year has given. And, you know, I would have preferred for the month of gratitude to be at the end of the year, but that's just me. Because I like to be early. I would rather it be that this month is the month of reflection. So that you can take some time to reflect, think about what you want to do, make some changes, yada, yada, yada. And then next month will be the month of gratitude. What am I grateful for before we bring in the new year? You know, it kind of just, I feel like that sets it up better. But anyway, I'm not in charge. That's just my opinion. But what I did want to touch upon today is that even though we're in that season of thankfulness right now, I was coming across this thought of people who are not ungrateful or ungrateful, ingrateful. Either way, excuse me for my search for English, proper English terminologies. But what I came across were people that were just wondering, you know, how do I stay grateful or thankful for things when things get taken away from me or when bad things are happening to me? You know, how do I stay grateful? How do I stay in that high vibrational match to the positive things I want to attract in life when these negative things are coming into my life and, you know, bringing me down? Look, so I'm building up towards something, so follow me on this, okay? So I listened to this one podcast, Catherine Sinkina. She's the manifestation babe. And was listening to her, and lo and behold, the universe loves to give me messages. So here I am on one of her episodes, one of her older episodes, actually. And it actually came across that she talked about how relationship with money in general, but I was taking it in a different sort of way. I had a different sort of take on it. But in short, what she was saying was, there are people that absolutely dread paying their bills, paying taxes, just all of those things that deal with taking money away from them. Like, people tend to get they tend to dread it. They start to have a negative feeling, or they start to have negative thoughts about it or around it. And so that therefore, you know, calls upon them even more negativity to be attracted, right? Because they're being a vibrational match to things that are negative, as opposed to staying in that positive vibrational match. Now, yes, it can be tiring to be in that vibrational match on a constant basis. I get that. But we can talk about that in another episode on how we can stay high vibe. But for right now, I am just trying to get through this whole grateful, ingrateful stuff. So when she was speaking about it, right, she was saying that a lot of the people that she was coaching or was working with had said that they just hate paying bills. They didn't like it. It's not fun. And you know what? She gets it. She understands. She's like, you know what? Look, I get that it's not fun, but think about it, right? Those bills and those taxes, they serve a purpose. They have a meaning. And unless you turn it into a positive experience or a positive meaning, then you're not going, then you're going to be stuck, right? You're going to be stuck in that negative cycle. And every single time you get a bill, you're going to have your vibrations down, and that's not what you want. Especially when you're trying to manifest things and attract things in your life, you know, that's what that is. So let's talk about it. She mentioned that when she would get a bill, and this is what she would do. When she gets a bill, she would say she's so grateful for getting this bill in today and on time so that she can pay it on time. And that would allow her to have a house, to still have a car to take her from point A to point B, to have a phone that she can talk on, and to have internet so that she can host all of her events and talk with people from around the world and work with all of her clients and the people that she likes to coach and everything. So she changed her entire mindset. She did an entire mindset shift, and with that, her attitude around paying bills. And it even came down to taxes, because I was like, taxes? You can't feel that way about taxes. And of course, lo and behold, she in her podcast, she was saying, you know, when she had to pay taxes, she had to pay a lot. And, you know, instead of dreading or, you know, just groaning over the fact that she had to pay so much, she just said, look, I made so much money that I had to pay this much taxes. I feel so honored and lucky that my business is succeeding the way that it is. And let me tell you something, okay? When she said those things, like, my jaw just dropped. I was like, hold up. Like, that is mind-blowing, right? It's game-changing. So then it made me think, oh my God, like, for all of these bad situations that we're presented with, right? We have a choice. We have the power and the ability to choose whether that is going to be a positive experience or a negative one. So I look at it as every situation being presented to you is coming from the universe. And it is a neutral situation until you interpret or translate it as such. Okay? So meaning that, you know, when you get a bill in the mail, right? It's a neutral situation. It's a neutral thing. And when you open it up and you read what you have to pay, it could go one of two ways, right? You could either have a positive attitude about it and be grateful for the fact that you're paying for it, or you can be negative and be disgruntled and complain about it. It's one or the other. It's, you have the choice. You hold the power to do that. Now, it is going to take you some time to shift that kind of mindset and attitude, and I completely get it. It's not an overnight thing. You are really going to have to work on it. I still work on it, because sometimes I'm like, I have to figure out the bills. And it's like I don't want to do it, but I got to do it because nobody else is going to do it. And I just realized that if my attitude was different, like if I had said, you know what, it's time to distribute the money and see where it goes and see how my money is serving me a higher purpose, you know, by allowing me to have a car, to have insurance, to have this, to have that, to feel safe, secure, and protected by the things that are around me, and that, you know, I am able to pay for these. Like, I feel so lucky that I get to pay for all of this and have the money to pay for it. And as soon as, you know, we start shifting that kind of mindset, or I started shifting that kind of mindset, it kind of got a little easier. You know, we started to find money elsewhere. Like, so for example, I've been trying to teach my husband, because I scold him. It's kind of funny. I kind of scold him when he says things like, oh, we can't afford that. I told him, no, you don't say those kind of things. We just say, it's not in our budget right now. And he goes, well, it's not in our budget right now. And he sounds kind of sad about it. And I get it. I'm not expecting him to be super duper happy and excited about it, because, you know, he's still learning like everyone else is still learning, or you know, when you're first trying to change a mindset or an attitude, it's not an overnight thing. So at least the first thing he said out loud to the universe was, it's not in our budget right now. And so some time went on, and then guess what happened? I think it happened a couple weeks ago. He comes up to me and he's all happy and he goes, I have some news for you. I said, oh, what is your news? And he tells me, I got a bonus. I said, oh, but it's not Christmas yet. And he said, I know, I got a bonus for being a very good employee. And I was like, oh, that's great, honey. I'm so proud of you. And he tells me, yeah, guess how much it's for? I said, what? He goes, $300. That's enough for me to get the thing that I wanted. And I stared at him and I'm like, but he kind of got sad because he knew that we have other bills to pay or we have an outstanding debt. And I kind of eyed him out and I said, you know what? That's fine. You totally deserve it. I feel that yes, you can do that. Because we can manage the bills without that bonus. So you can go ahead and, you know, purchase the thing that you wanted. He was so happy about that, guys. But it's just that total attitude and mindset, right? And yeah, he wasn't happy at first about, you know, it not being in, you know, him saying, you know, we can't afford it right now. And he got really disheartened and stuff like that. But over time, I kept encouraging him and telling him, you know, you have to be a little, not happy, but just be grateful for the things that we have for now. And you know that it's not in the budget, but in the future, it will be. So just kind of look forward to that, you know. And he was like, okay. And then he kind of just left it. I guess he kind of just left it on the side and just dealt with it as, you know, he's grateful for everything that we have. And he actually did come up to me at one point during that month or month and a half time frame that he said, you know what, I'm really happy for everything that we have. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that I would like, but for what we have now, like, I'm so grateful for. I don't know, I might not need that thing that I talked about with you earlier. I said, well, we'll see, you know. So anyway, sorry, I was carrying out with that story, but how do we stay grateful when we are feeling ungrateful and when things are being taken away from us or being withheld from us? So I feel that when you are faced with that kind of situation, like I said, my husband had to deal with it and he interpreted it as a negative thing, right? Because it was a neutral situation. He wanted something. It wasn't a positive and it wasn't a negative thing, but he made it out to be more of the negative thing just because it was being withheld from him or he couldn't have it. So therefore, he went into a negative thing in which I helped correct him and put it towards a more positive thing. And the thing that you have to really keep in mind is that the universe is really funny, right? It gives you what you ask for. And unless you're very specific, it's gonna be funny. You know, they get a lot of puns, right? But the universe understands what it is that you want and what it is that your heart's desire, right? And if you are open and willing to be grateful and positive to all of the things it can bring you, it can do so much more. And so every single time I look at a situation, I remain neutral. Right? Because now, before, I used to have a reaction to everything, right? Immediately, as soon as I see a situation, I react to it either positively or negatively, depending on whatever my brain tells me, right? Now, I take the step back. I look at the situation. I'm like, this is a neutral situation the universe is presenting me with. And I look at it and I go, okay, so it could go one of two ways. I could either be negative about it. Is this truly a sad thing? Is this truly a negative thing? Is this a bad thing? If that is a yes, then it's like, okay, fine. I can grieve about it for a little bit, but I'm not gonna sit in it. And if anything, if I have the power and control to, I was like, if I can, I will choose positivity. So, you know, it's when you lose something, I get it. You have to grieve it. You know, anytime you lose something, I get that you have to go through a grieving process. Losing is a grieving, right? It's tied to grieving. So it's hard to break that kind of cycle and that kind of mindset. And it's okay to cope. It's okay to cope with the grieving. But don't let it be a vicious cycle to where you keep, where you stay in that grieving cycle and you never come out of it. Be sure that you eventually come out of it, right? After you grieve. Anyway, when it comes to positive situations, I really do try to look at it as, okay, well, you know what? On the bright side, this is what we get. You know, or this is what this serves a purpose for. This is going towards this, which means this gets to come back to me, you know. So it's the same thing when you go grocery shopping, you know, for food or for anything. You know, I get to pay for this so that I get this, you know. I'm kind of a weird person. I'm totally in love with like household cleaning appliances and stuff. So whenever I look at things, like I stare at a lot of things in the cleaning section and everything. And sometimes those things are pretty pricey, especially when it becomes like an organic, you know, substance or, you know, eco-friendly type of, you know, cleaning supplies. I would like to think it's also, you know, eco-friendly. I could be wrong. I think I need consultations on that. But anyway, I do feel that, you know, I try to make the most conscientious choice. And at the same time, I'm like, you know what? My money is, even though this costs me more, my money is going to a good cause. I get to feel secure and safe about the fact that I am contributing to trying to preserve the earth and, you know, stay away from those toxic things and be able to clean my home at the same time. So I just try to look for, I guess I try to look for ways to see my money going farther than what it is. So instead of it being, oh, I'm just buying food so I have something to eat at home, it's I am buying this food to nourish my body so I have the energy to keep doing the things that I love to do or do the things that I need to do in my life so that I can serve my life's purpose. It's a whole total mindset. It's a whole total attitude change. And I know that it's very hard to think about and let alone say out loud to yourself. But trust me when I say that it is truly worth it. It is truly worth that time or that moment to think that whatever is being taken away from you, it is for a higher purpose. It is for a good purpose. And you just need to either take a step back and see the bigger picture, or you just need to open up your mind and your heart to the fact that it has a greater purpose and you are contributing to that greater purpose. So that is just something to keep in mind. And then, and that's how I feel that, you know, this is a way to think about or something to kind of absorb as you start to feel ungrateful in a grateful season, right? So to stay grateful, that is how I feel that it should be a thought process that you do. Try to take a breath and take a long hard look at the things that are around you or the situation that you're presented with, and really think about how much in control are you of this situation. And if you can control anything, of course, the answer is always going to be you can only control yourself. You can't control the situation. You can only control yourself. And then therefore, you have one of two choices. You can either be negative or positive. And you always want to be positive. So that is my spiel for today. I hope that kind of reached out to you and, you know, giving you something to think about. I do want to put out there that I am in a transitional phase too. And I think I really do need to reflect upon it more, but I am thinking about doing more virtual assistant services. It seems like people are more in need of help in other areas and not just Pinterest. So if I really truly want to help people, why am I limiting myself on one platform? So that is what is going in the works for me. So just putting it out there in case you are curious about it. But thank you so much for joining me today. And I guess keep pinning is gonna still be my tagline because I just love it so much. Anyway, catch you all next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Unpinned podcast today. If you'd like today's episode and would love to hear more in the future, save me to your library by hitting that heart button or the follow button. Or if you would like to be even closer in connection to me, I have all of my links in the episode's descriptions so you can see what I'm up to or even ask me a question. Until the next episode, keep pinning.